Back with our great source, Shehan Jeyaraja, now from Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Always appreciate his insight. And Shehan, man, I mean, things just going down today. Texas and OU announced that media rights deal will not be renewed. The media rights will not be available for the Big 12 after 2025. And just for a recap for everybody, where does that put us?
Yeah. Well, it puts us in a sort of unprecedented position when it comes to these schools with the Big 12. So what this does mean is that, like you mentioned, after the 2024-2025 school year, the Texas and Oklahoma will not renew their rights deals with the Big 12. So at this moment, the Big 12 still has their television rights until that time. Now, at the same time, I think that Texas and Oklahoma will certainly look at their options to see how can we leave earlier, how can we obviously look at other conferences sooner. But at this point, if they're still signed through that 2024 football season. Now, again, I think that for everybody, right, like I don't think that you wanted to sit here and kind of fester for that many years, for 4 years. And I think that certainly their gamble is that, okay, well, now that we've notified people, well, now these other eight schools are probably going to go try to look at options, and maybe the whole Big 12 just dissipates and implodes on itself, and we don't have to pay the more than $70 million in fines that we'd have to pay to get out of the deal early. But at this point, Texas and Oklahoma say that they are still committed to honoring their contract through the duration of the contract. But at the same time, I mean, again, this is a close to unprecedented position in major college football.
The announcement about the SEC, that does seem to be where it's headed. That's where it's been headed from the beginning. But that was not obviously in today's release. So at what point do you think we get that, or is it based off of what else starts happening in the Big 12, as you mentioned?
Yeah, so I had a source describe this to me as sort of an order of operations, right? So first, Texas and Oklahoma have to officially tell the Big 12, we do not want to renew, we plan to leave. Once that happens, the SEC is able to then go and sort of officially go and have this conversation. Now, let's not be naive. Obviously, these have been back-channeled conversations for, we've heard, 6 months to a year, right? This has been going on for a while at this point with Texas and Oklahoma, but now they can kind of officially bring it to a vote. So you could see in the next couple of days, you could see within a week or two that the SEC could come together, have a public vote on whether to admit them as members and whether to offer them membership. Now, I think Texas and Oklahoma certainly will also glance at their options. You know, I mean, certainly the ACC sounds like, oh, well, we'd be interested too. I'm sure the Big Ten certainly would have to consider if Texas and Oklahoma came to them. But listen, again, this back channeling has been going on for a while at this point. So it certainly looks like within the next week or two, we could get some news about whether this could be sort of imminent that they could be added as members.
You just had a fantastic article last week at Dave Campbell's Texas Football about how the Big 12's best path forward, and really their only path forward, let's be honest here, is expansion and expansion as fast as possible. I don't know. I'm sure neither of us feel like that's extremely likely, but if they did make a big play like that, where should they look to try to get some schools committed to keep the rest of their eight schools?
The crux of my argument is basically, right, that like when this happened in 2012, when all this giant realignment stuff happened, the reason that the Big 12 kind of formed like it did, you know, this league that doesn't make a ton of geographical sense, it's kind of just general flyover states. The reason that this happened is because a lot of these schools didn't have a much better destination to go to, right? And so if you do end up in that position again, there is still enough here to salvage being, in my opinion at least, a Power 5 conference, an autonomous conference, the clear, and make yourself the clear fifth best conference still. And I think that part of the way that you do that is you look at, I mean, Houston is obviously the no-brainer. They should already be in the Big 12 by my estimation. It's kind of crazy that when the Southwest Conference folded that they were left out, to be quite honest. And so Houston has to be among your first calls. I think certainly you look at a UCF, you look at a Memphis, you look at a Cincinnati. I think part of this depends on whether West Virginia does manage to get an invitation to the ACC or whether they decide to stick with you. Because if West Virginia is there, I think having Cincinnati as that bridge to West Virginia, I think that makes a lot of sense. But look, I mean, I think that you could look at a BYU, you could look at a Boise State. I think that kind of that whole world is open to you. And again, the idea is, okay, well, if you have these eight schools that decide to band together, which at this point, it sounds like they will. They're going to look at their options. But at this moment, it looks like they have plans to stick together, even if nothing else, I'm sure, to try to get that fine from Texas and Oklahoma. But I think that if you keep those eight together and you add some quality schools, you know, you go in and you have at least a couple of years with this Big 12 rights deal before you have to renegotiate in 2025. I think that you have a chance to maybe salvage monetarily what you would have lost.
Now, you didn't mention SMU in there. What's their case for the Big 12?
Yeah, I think that they'd certainly make a strong pitch. And I mean, the biggest pitch they can make is listen, one, we are going to add to your football power, right? I mean, the past couple of years, obviously, SMU has gone through a major transformation, really been one of the best programs, I think, in the group of five, in my opinion. And they have so much heading forward to sell, right? You have these kids who are top 150 kids from Garland. You have this quarterback, Preston Stone, who is a top 150 kid. I mean, I think that their best football, the other side of that, is that it's in front of them. And I think that they've got a great setup there with Sonny Dice. And the other thing that they have, too, is obviously, you know, being in Highland Park, University Park, they have backing. They have money. Now, I think the one piece that may come as a little bit of a question is that sort of big picture fan support. Now, part of that is because they play in the AAC, right? I think that certainly you move to the Big 12, it's like Houston, right? Houston doesn't have the most engaged fan base day to day, but it's because they are not playing high major college sports, right? And so I do think that that SMU certainly should be a top expansion candidate. And listen, for me, I mean, certainly for me, I'm the Texas guy, right? I would love for all these schools to come back and play each other like they did in the Southwest Conference day. So certainly I think that SMU needs to pull together a great pitch. And I think that if the Big 12 decides to aggressively expand, I mean, having a school that's right in their footprint makes a lot of sense.
Well, Shahan, you're just awesome at this. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the thoughts and good luck as we all try to navigate this week and beyond.
Yeah, thank you so much. Head over to TexasFootball.com for all your coverage of this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.